Okay, welcome to the Entertainment Earth Classic Movie Podcast, or Sci-Fi Movie Podcast, or whatever we decided to call it. I'm Adam Paulus, and this week we're looking at Soylent Green, one of the big Charlton Heston science fiction movies from the 1970s. He did a few of them, like, I guess technically somewhere in the 60s, like Planet of the Apes and Omega Man, and this is one of those. If you like Charlton Heston, it is Charlton Hestoniest. This isn't it. He's not as much of a smug, jerkish guy. He's, you know, pretty much a jerkish guy, but he plays a cop in the future in New York, where there's a lot of people, there's not a lot of food, and if you've seen the Saturday Night Live sketch, you know exactly what the movie's about. And if you've seen the trailer, you can probably guess. It's really interesting in the sense that it's a science fiction movie that doesn't go crazy. It's definitely the future, by way of the 1970s, and you don't see a lot of crazy hover whatevers and light guns and stuff. It's a crappy future in which things like meat or vegetables are this crazy thing that people are like, oh my god, can you believe that? What are those? And that's kind of, it's a little funny and corny in places, but it's also probably what it's like in certain countries in the world right now, with food and hunger and water being such a big problem. The movie pretty much shows you a sneak peek at what horrors could await anyone anywhere on the planet. And there's a few things that are a little adventurous, without giving away too many spoilers as to what and who and where. There are basically suicide booths, as you saw in Futurama, and the style of the future is very much like that in the 70s, and there are reasonably attractive chicks there, some of which come with the apartment and stay there for whatever purposes you may have, which is a science fiction thing clearly written by dudes, but let's face it, you know, you gotta write what you want, I guess, and that's what they want. Brock Peters is in there. He's pretty good as a semi-corrupt cop. And, who else do we have? Edward G. Robinson's there. Interestingly enough, he was originally going to be in Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston. That didn't work out, but he's in Soylent Green as Saul as a book, which is not really a book, but, you know, a really smart old guy who knows a lot of stuff and meets other people like him that know things, because it's unusual in the future to have access to books because paper is so scarce and knowledge is not necessarily something that's as prized as, say, a staircase to sleep on, which you see when Charlton Heston's character tries to get out of his apartment. He has to literally step over people who are sleeping in his stairwell because there's so many people everywhere. And the crowd scenes are very crowded. There are riot scenes because of people and a shortage of food, which is Soylent Green, which is a green wafery substance, which you could probably guess what that is. Soylent Green is on DVD. I borrowed a copy from the local library in a snapper case, if you can believe it. As far as I know, there are no plans to release the film on Blu-ray, but it's worth seeing. There's no merchandising available for it yet. If you like 1970s science fiction, and there should be more of it. I still need to see a lot of it. I'm still going through a lot of these older movies. I would highly recommend seeing it. Check it out. I don't want to ruin too much. I should just start spoiling things, because really, you're not going to see it unless I tell you, oh, there's this awesome thing in it. Charlton Heston gets to go crazy. That's always a plus. I enjoyed the movie a lot. I think if you've got friends who like this kind of thing, it's corny in places, but any movie that's 30 or more years old generally has a couple of rough spots. It's totally worth seeing, though. A lot of fun. So check out Soylent Green. You'll be happy people if you do. And see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Classic Science Fiction Movie Podcast. Or don't forget to follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/entearth.